AdvanceAutoParts.com.
Yummy.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries. Oh, no. We install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. And we mean fast. If strapping on an experimental jetpack would help us install your battery any faster, we'd do it. Unfortunately, jetpacks can be squirrely. Too bad, because we really wanted those things. Fast, free battery installation at Advance. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Keep your engine running like new with Mobil 1 Extended Performance. It's proven to protect your engine for 15,000 miles between oil changes, guaranteed. Look for it wherever you buy motor oil.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the weekend, everybody. It's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS at 514. I'm Bill Cleveland. Great to have you with us today and every day. Let's do a round of introductions and we'll do some trivia here on a Friday afternoon. Got a few different topics from you for you to choose from. We'll even let you have a lifeline if you'd like. If you can't get it right, we'll let you reach out to one of the members here of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Whoa.
At your own peril. Here we go. Running the control board today. Ready to do some bartending later tonight.
That's right.
Dressed in black on a hot day. Here he is, Ian the Peon.
Hi, Bill. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, Dan.
Up next,
everyone.
We have Tina Delfiez, who will be out singing this weekend, as she normally does. Tina, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, Bill, Ian, Dan?
Hi, Tina.
Good, Tina.
Hi.
Thanks.
Hi, everybody out there in Radio Land.
Hot enough for you?
Hey.
How hot is it?
And Dan Strauss in the house with his trousers and miles. How you doing, Dan?
Great, Bill. Hi, Ian.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Tina. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Dan.
And yes, you're correct, Bill. We are playing tonight. We're playing actually in Alton at Shea, Maryland on West 3rd Street in Alton. It's a really cool area right there. It's like the landing, really clean. It's really neat. There's a bunch of bars there, and we're playing there tonight from 8:30 till 12:30. You can go to henryshumans.com and get directions.
Well, at least you got a nice cool night for it. So.
Yeah, it'll be great.
All right. Got a few stories to share with you, but let's do trivia first. So here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. You call in, I'll give you a choice of topics, and in fact, we'll see. You know what? You'll have four things to choose from today. We got some variety today. All right, so here are your choices. Comedy films, company slogans, summer trivia, things all about summer, and number ones. All right. So you can pick one of those four, and we'll say you got to get two right.
Number ones related to music?
Number ones just in general.
Something
all about
gotcha.
Number ones. All right. So those are your choices. A little variety, a little something for everybody. We'll have some fun with this here on a Friday afternoon. What do you say? First up is Julie. Hi, Julie.
Hi, AM and the PM.
Well, thanks, Julie.
Hallelujah.
All right. Julie, you sound like you're in a good mood. You're happy it's the weekend, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
My birthday is Sunday. I'm turning Frank's favorite age, 47.
Oh, beautiful. It is. That's our favorite age. That's beautiful.
Yep.
All right. Well, happy early birthday. Here we go. Pick a category. You have comedy films, company slogans, summer, or number ones. What would you like, Julie?
I would like business slogans.
Company slogans. All right. I will give you the slogan. You tell me the company, okay?
All right.
All right. Here we go. The best a man can get. The best a man can get.
Oh, dang it. darn it.
Would you like to ask for some help from somebody here in the room? You can ask one of them. You can ask Peon, Tina, or Dan.
Don't ask.
I want to ask Tina.
All right. Tina was, Tina was whispering, don't ask her. I was going to whisper, don't ask me.
The best a man can get.
I don't know. I want to say something like Gillette or...
Gillette.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Is that what we're going with here, Gillette?
Gillette, the best a man can get. I think that's right.
That is absolutely correct. Yay! Gillette, the best a man can get.
Thank you, Tina.
You're right. Welcome.
Okay, Julie, you gotta get one more. So you want to pick a different category, or you want to keep going with company slogans?
No, I think I want to go with business slogans.
Business slogans. Okay, she keeps changing the category name on me, and I keep trying to change it back, but Julie will have none of that. Let's see here.
Take it easy on me.
Okay. Have it your way.
Burger King. I used to work there.
There you go.
I did too. Have it your way.
Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. Wait, hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us.
All that, well, we have to let us have it your way.
All right, there you go. Big fat free commercial for Burger King. Julie, hang on. We'll come back to you in a little bit after we finish this.
No, segment. I don't need a prize.
Well, that's.
Oh, you are so sweet.
It was my pleasure.
That's nice.
Have a happy birthday, Julie. See you later.
Bye.
I worked at Burger Chef too. It was Burger Chef. And Jeff with the Works Bar, remember that?
I have never worked at a restaurant, like a fast food place or a restaurant. I think I'm missing it. I think I should have probably at some point in my life worked at just to have that experience. That's probably a good thing.
It was actually fun. I had fun working.
Let's go next year to Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mark. Good afternoon, Mark. All right, Mark, here are your categories. Comedy films, company slogans, summer, or number ones. What would you like?
Let's do company slogans again.
Company, boy, they like the company slogans.
Yeah.
Good thing I came prepared with plenty of company slogans. All right. I'll give you the slogan. You tell me the company. Buy it, sell it, love it. Buy it, sell it, love it.
I'm going to ask Ian for help.
Ian, what do you think?
My guess is eBay.
You want to go with that,
I'll
Mark?
I'll go with Ian.
Very smart indeed. eBay is the company.
Good job.
Okay. Let's see here.
You staying with that same
category? You want to pick a different category, or you want to stay with company slogans?
Oh, no, I'm going to just pick Ian again, too.
No, all right.
Okay, wow. All right. The slogan, obey your thirst. Obey your thirst.
Obey your thirst. And you're sticking with Ian on this one?
Obey your thirst.
And I'm going to go with Dan on this one because he knows.
Okay.
Oh, no, I don't.
Dan, what do you think?
I was going to say Gatorade.
All right. Mark?
I'm going to say that's wrong.
Well, that's not how we play the game. You need to give him an answer.
Go with his answer? Or
I'm not going to go with his answer, no.
Oh, then give me an answer.
Obey your thirst.
Going once? Going twice?
Wow.
All right, you got to buzz him. Ian, did you know?
I want to say it's 7-Up or Sprite.
Very close. Sprite. It was indeed Sprite.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, Mark, well, I'm sorry you didn't win. I'm sorry you didn't obey your thirst.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a good weekend, Mark. See you later. Here is Mike. Welcome, Mike.
Hello, guys.
All right.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
All right, Mike, we got comedy films, company slogans, summer, or number ones. What would you like?
I'm gonna skip the slogans because I don't like nice things. I'm going to go with comedy films.
Comedy films. Okay, here we go. What famous comedy film had the line, "Hey, Cameron, you realize if we played by the rules, we'd be in gym right now"?
Ferris Bueller Day.
Yeah.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
The answer.
Come on, give me a hard one.
Wow. Okay, well, you...
If you stay in the 80s, forget it. I'm winning.
Stay in the 80s. So I shouldn't pick one from the 80s, huh?
Right, yeah. Give me something difficult.
How about this? Steve Martin and Bernadette Peters starred in this 1979 comedy.
That's too close to 80. That's The Jerk.
Wow. All right.
Good.
Hang on, he's not. No, no,
no.
The new phone books are here. The new phone books are here.
All right. In the movie Anchorman, what is the first name of the sports anchor on the Channel 7 News?
There you go. See, now that's way too recent. I have no idea. But I bet Ian knows.
He hates that movie.
Ian hates that movie. I would know.
Was it Chip or something?
Champ.
Or?
champ.
Yeah. He already got you correct.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I did get
you
right.
I'm just giving him a hard time. So.
No, all he right. just had to make sure I got one wrong because I was being a little cocky.
Uppity.
Yeah,
right.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit uppity.
Yeah.
But I am AM in the PM.
We appreciate that. All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right, guys.
All right.
See ya.
See ya. All right.
Mike was having a good time.
Mike won. He was. He did. Well, we set a precedent with Julie, apparently.
We have no prizes.
I don't think we do. Do we have anything?
I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
Who cares? It's Friday. It's the weekend. Nobody cares. Mike, how are you? Another Mike. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing? Real. AM in the PM.
Well, thank you, Mike. Hallelujah. All right, Mike. You know the categories. What'd you like?
Number one.
Number ones. All right. Good luck to you. What is the number one brand of diet soda? Number one brand of diet soda in terms of sales.
Diet Coke.
That is absolutely correct. Diet Coke. Good job. All right, one more. What do you want? What another category? You want to stick with number ones?
Okay.
Stick with number ones. All right. According to AARP, what is the best state in which to retire? What state should you retire in, according to AARP? What's the best state?
Wow.
And we are off at 6 o'clock. What do you think, Mike?
Arizona.
No. But it is kind of hot like Arizona.
Said that.
What do you think?
My guess would be Florida.
No, not Florida. Dan? Tina, guess?
New Mexico.
You're very close.
Texas. California.
Texas. Wow. According to AARP, best state to retire. All right. Well, Mike, thanks for playing. It was nice chatting with you.
Okay, have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks. See you later. Here is Tracy. Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
What's going on?
I'm just trying to avoid this heat. My air broke in my car.
That's rough.
Yeah.
That's rough. Well, I hope you get that fixed. You got air in the house, though, right?
No, actually, I'm outside right now.
Oh, okay. Well, get inside. All right, pick a category, Tracy. What'd you like? We have comedy films, company slogans, summer, or number ones.
How about let's go with summer?
Summer, an excellent choice. These actually, some of these are multiple choice. Let's do this. Historians say they have evidence that the very first swimsuit appeared in Greece, 350 BC, Rome, 54 AD. Or Victorian England, 1841. The very first swimsuit. Historians say they have evidence.
I thought you meant the movie Grease.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. Well, that's where my mind went to movies.
You have Greece, 350 BC, Rome, 54 AD, Victorian England, 1841. Ooh. What do you think?
Boy, this is hard. Oh, Greece.
That's absolutely correct.
That's right.
Yeah, switch subjects.
All right. they're not all that difficult. Try another one. What do you want? Same category? You want to change it up?
How about number ones?
Number ones. All right, we can do that. How many number one hit songs did Elvis Presley have?
Ooh. Wow.
How many number one? If you get close, I'll give it to you. You're not winning anything anyway, but...
Get it within 5, yeah. You think?
You get it within 10. No, I'm kidding.
Get it within 20.
Take a guess. What do you think? How many number one hit songs did Elvis Presley have?
Let's see. Let's go with 10.
All right, that's incorrect. Peon, what do you think?
My guess is 32.
Oh, that's way too high. No.
My guess is 18.
Oh, I was going to say 18.
18, absolutely correct. Wow. On the money.
Wow. Nice.
18. All right. Well, Tracy, thanks for calling. Have a good weekend. Stay cool.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Thank
you.
Thank you. You too. Thank you, Tracy. Hallelujah. Let's talk to Megan. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
What's up, Megan?
Hey, we're on our way. My friends and I are on our way to the Third Eye Blind concert.
Oh, there you go. It'll be a nice, cool evening for you.
Oh, yeah.
enjoy the sunshine and the heat. And I haven't been to a show down there in so long.
That's down at the riverfront, right?
Mm-hmm.
The last time I went to a show down on the riverfront, it was the guy, he's one half of Sam and Dave, Sam Moore, I guess, and he performed there. I don't know how long ago. That's been forever. All right,
you should come after you get off of work.
Do what?
You should come to the concert after you get off of work.
Yeah.
You should. Any shit with you guys?
I'm there, dude.
Meet Megan and her friends down there.
Yeah. Okay, now on to our game. Pick a category, Megan.
Summer.
Summer. All right. What state, Megan, grows the most lemons? The most lemons.
California.
That is absolutely correct. California.
The
most lemons. All right. Are we sticking with summer trivia here?
Sure.
All right. What is another name for flip-flops? Flip-flops. I'm going to give you three choices. Another name for flip-flops. Toesies, jandals, stripers. Toesies, jandals, stripers. This is another name for flip-flops.
Oh, I've never heard
of heard of any of those.
I hadn't either until I did the research.
I was going to say thongs.
How about the third one?
Stripers? Okay, now...
I think it's toes.
It's actually jandals.
Jandals?
Yeah. Ooh.
Jandals,
yeah.
Who
how about
says that?
That is
yeah, nobody says that.
Look it up. Look it up.
I would like to see your source.
Yeah, well, you can look it up. You can Google it. Google it on your way down to the show.
Okay.
Right. No, I'm talking to Megan. Have a good weekend, Megan. See you later. Here is a lot of ladies today. Danielle, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great. Doing real well. Pick a category.
We want slogans. I have my five kids in the car, so they're gonna listen to us, so take it easy on us.
All right. Five kids all in the car. Okay. The choice of a new generation. What company is that?
Choice of a new generation.
Yep.
What do you think?
Choice of a new...
She has no clue. She's only in third grade.
You can use one of us.
Yeah, you can ask somebody in the room here if you'd like.
Peon.
Peon? Choice of a new generation.
You Pepsi.
Pepsi. Is that what you want to go with?
Yep, right. Yep, that's good.
That is absolutely correct. Pepsi. All right. And you get to pick one more. What would you like?
The same thing.
Same thing? All right. Here's the next one. Moving at the speed of business. Moving at the speed of business. What company is that?
Moving at the speed of business.
Mm-hmm.
Anything? Home Depot? Maybe it says Home Depot.
Home Depot.
what do you think? Anything?
You want to ask one of the folks in here?
The Dollar Mail, yes.
All right. Want to ask somebody in the room here?
Sure. We'll ask Dan again. We'll ask Ian this time.
All right. Ian, what do you think? Moving at the speed of business.
IBM?
Oh. We're not very key in this car.
You want to go with that?
IBM?
All right. No. Unfortunately, it's actually UPS.
Oh.
I was going to say FedEx.
Yeah, I was thinking FedEx.
UPS. Okay.
All right. Well, Danielle, you guys have a good weekend, okay?
We will. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.
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 Wow. How about that? Party line. Let's talk to Joe. Hi, Joe. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. Doing great. Pick a category, Joe. We got comedy, films, summer trivia. Actually, I don't have a lot of company slogans left, so let's put that one on the back burner. Number one, summer trivia or comedy films? What would you like?
Let's try comedy films.
Comedy films. Okay. And the movie City Slickers, what baseball team logo was on Billy Crystal's cap?
Cubs.
Mm-hmm. No.
No.
Peon?
No, no. New York Mets.
That's indeed correct. The New York Mets. Did you ever see that movie, Joe?
I thought I did, but probably not.
it's worth watching. Very again. Funny, that's a funny movie.
Jack Palance.
Yeah. Well, and Billy Crystal. I mean, my gosh, what a great actor. What a funny movie. Yeah, rent that one again. All right, Joe, it was nice chatting with you, though. Have a good weekend.
Oh, is that it? I'm done, huh?
You're done,
one
buddy.
And done. One and done.
Yeah.
No prizes.
But wasn't this fun? Come on. Wasn't this a blast?
Oh, I had a ball.
All right. Thank you, Joe. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay.
And Billy Crystal always wears a New York Mets hat, doesn't he?
I think so.
Yeah. Whenever. Every time I see him, I'm looking through my stories here. Who cares? I don't need any of that. We'll keep playing trivia. Let's do Jim. How are you, Jim?
All right. Yourself?
Great. Doing great. Pick a category, Jim. Comedy, film, summer trivia, number ones.
Summer trivia.
Summer trivia. Okay. How about? Oh, this one's kind of here. I'll give you multiple choice. Who invented and wore the first pair of sunglasses? Who invented and wore the first pair of sunglasses? Africans, the Chinese, Europeans, or Hollywood celebrities?
I'm gonna say Chinese.
That is absolutely correct. Chinese. Wow.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
And one more here. The hit song, The Boys of Summer. You've heard The Boys of Summer. A hit song for what Eagles vocalist? It's Eagles vocalist had a hit song with a song called The Boys of Summer.
Oh, Boys of Summer, Eagles vocalist.
Got a 1-in-4 shot.
And you can use one of us.
Don Henley.
That's right. Yeah, Don Henley.
All right.
Good job. All right. Unfortunately, Jim, you've won nothing, but I hope you had fun just the same.
You are a winner.
Yeah, you are a winner, Jim.
Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. See you later. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right. You want to do one more? Let's do one more. One more. This is David. Hi, David.
Hello. How you guys doing?
David. Good, great, David. Great. Our last contestant of the afternoon. Pick a category. Summer trivia, number ones, or comedy films.
Is there any way that we can go back to slogans, please?
You could, but they're all pretty tough.
Pretty tough. I'm ready to try it.
Oh, I like it. you're asking for it. All right, here we go. Come for the food, stay for the fun.
Come for the food.
Stay for the fun.
Oh, that is a tough one.
Oh, well, you seem pretty gung-ho about this category. I warned you.
I was. I got everyone right except for this one now.
Come for the food, stay for the fun.
I need some help. Can I ask Tina?
You can, sure. Tina, it's David.
I know.
Come for the food, stay for the fun.
I'm thinking of two different ones.
No, I would say one of them.
All right, I'll go with Chuck E. Cheese.
No.
No.
Okay, then what was that other place?
TGI Fridays slogan there.
Come for the food, stay for the fun.
All right. Yeah. You want to pick one more, or do you want to...
Try one more.
One more? You want to try one more? All right, here we go. It's everywhere you want to be. It's everywhere you want to be.
I think. Oh, my goodness. He definitely did give me the tough ones, huh?
Yeah. You asked for it, buddy.
I did. I gave it to myself this time, that's for sure. How about Peon? Can he help me out?
Peon?
Boy.
It's everywhere you want to be.
I think it's Visa.
Want to go with that one, David?
That sounds right.
I think that's right.
I believe that is right.
All
right.
Visa, indeed. It's everywhere you want to be.
There you go, Peon.
All right. Well, I got one of them, guys.
Yeah.
All right. And I also am AM in the PM. All
right. Hallelujah. Thanks, David. Have a good weekend.
All right. You guys soon. Bye-bye.
See you later.
And I didn't mention before we started the Playhouse here, but the 5 o'clock hour, tomorrow is this show's 15th anniversary.
Oh, that's right.
Oh. July 7th. It started 15 years ago.
Yeah. And I believe Frank's going to come in tomorrow on Saturday and do a show.
Yes.
Special anniversary show. You know what? I'm sorry. I was got that incorrect. Yeah. Well, congratulations. And you are you're the only original one left, right?
Yeah.
You and Frank?
Yeah.
Oh. Who was part of, well, I don't know.
How many
people were on the original?
No, what? we had Brian Lofsa, Abuse Boy, mm-hmm. and then Terry Daly, mm-hmm. Karen Vale, myself, and Frank.
All right. There you go. Well, happy anniversary to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. You'll accept gift cash donations, I'm sure, for an anniversary gift.
Oh, definitely.
Just send those here to the Big 550. All right. Mike Evans will join us when we come back in just a little bit. This is the Large Morning Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
And with an update on the roads, here is Frank Ladd with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. How do things look out there, Frank?
Well, Tina, the only heavy spots are where there have been incidents. Other than that, the volume is very light. You're pretty good headed southbound on 270. No delays. 40 down to Doherty Ferry. Highway 40 westbound, for the most part, out of the city, passing 270. No delays. The only delays are out there are where there have been stalls or incidents. 40 westbound, you're slow going now from Boone's Crossing out to the Boone Bridge due to an earlier incident. 70 westbound, still some volume now between 79 and T.R. Hughes. There was an incident at T.R. Hughes. That is really improving rapidly, though. And they've cleared that stall eastbound 270 at West Florissant. No delays up in North County. This update is brought to you by Dish Network. If you hate missing your favorite primetime shows, get the Hopper from Dish. The Hopper has primetime anytime. It lets you automatically record all four major networks of primetime TV in HD. Call Dish at 1-800-WATCH-TV. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're looking for some serious fun when you wake up, it's McGraw in the Morning. Weekday mornings beginning at 6. Frank Opinion and the large morning show in the afternoon continues after this on the Big 550, streaming live at KTRS.com.
If you're a man and you're sick of having to go to the bathroom all the time, take the Super Beta Prostate Challenge. We're so sure it will reduce frequent urination, we'll send you a free full-size bottle of Super Beta Prostate to try absolutely free. It will help you get back to a normal bathroom routine both day and night. Imagine the difference that would make. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-700-3980. Super Beta Prostate contains beta-sitosterol, clinically shown to support healthy flow and more complete bladder emptying. Millions of men rely on Super Beta Prostate to get a better night's sleep and not have to spend so much time in the bathroom. Take the Super Beta Prostate Challenge and try a free bottle. All you pay is shipping and handling, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. You'll be amazed at how quickly you notice a difference. Get your free bottle now while supplies last. Call 1-800-700-3980. That's 1-800-700-3980. 1-800-700-3980.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again. Because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies, and they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-200-6098. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-200-6098. That's 1-800-200-6098. 1-800-200-6098.
In national news, the New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of silver $100 unions. At the end of this broadcast, we'll provide a toll-free number you can call to receive free information and a free DVD. Sketches of the proof were recently discovered deep in the vaults of the Smithsonian. The $100 union was proposed by George T. Morgan, who also designed the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in size and denomination. And now, in a startling announcement, the New York Mint plans to release a limited quantity of 1-ounce silver $100 unions to the public. These hefty silver $100 unions are available on a first-come, first-served basis by calling 1-800-220-1174. Please dial carefully. Call now to receive the free collector's DVD featuring gold and silver coins and the full story of the Morgan Silver Union. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
It moves you even when it's standing still. It's a destination, even if you're going no place at all. It will catch your eye, steal your heart, and provide years of supreme pleasure and enjoyment. It enables you to escape, relax, and unwind. There's nothing like a boat to connect you to the outdoors and your family. And that kind of thinking guides Inland Marine Boats, St. Louis's newest Ranger and Alumacraft boat dealer. You'll also find boats from Monterey, Bentley, Mercury, and Yamaha at Inland Marine Boats, all with the best pricing in the area with easy financing. And because a boat belongs in the water, an in-water demo can help you decide which boat is right for you. Inland Marine Boats offers full service on Mercury, Yamaha, and most other brands. You'll find a comprehensive parts department and boat storage when you need it. Set your course to Inland Marine Boats in Barnhart, right off the Highway M exit on I-55, and ask for Dave Schnabel. Remember, you only get 18 summers with your kids. Make the most of it with a boat from Inland Marine Boats.
Let me tell you about a sauce I know. It's an all-purpose sauce called Country Bob's. It's stellar on steaks, choice on chops, finger-licking on chicken, and bodacious on burgers. Dandy on brats and dogs, fabulous on fries, outstanding on onion rings. Country Bob's all-purpose sauce is perfect on almost everything. Check out your local grocery store or log on to countrybobs.com to find out more. And remember, no matter what you're serving at the dinner table, it all comes down to the sauce. Country Bob's all-purpose sauce.
Problem. It's damp and uncomfortably humid in your house. And do I see mold? Not healthy. Think you can have a comfortable, healthy home with a portable dehumidifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air dehumidifier, you'll remove nasty humidity from every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it, and it's comfortable, healthier. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
Call Scott Lee Heating Company, serving St. Louis County, or visit scottleeheating.com.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
All right, it is indeed Aloha Friday. We are trying to track down Mike Evans. He is in Hollywood, typically. Our entertainment reporter is brought to you by Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. Kitchens, baths, homes. ThompsonPrice.com. I would normally say, now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mike Evans. But we don't have him.
No. He's missing in action.
Oh man, this is kind of awkward.
Bummer.
What are we supposed to do now? I was just planning on sitting here for the next 15 minutes. Boy, this could be a long rest of the show.
Yeah. Yeah,
things were going really well. That trivia segment we just did—that was gangbusters. That was great. Now.
I have no idea. The entire show has
come to a screeching halt.
Voicemail on his home phone and his cell phone.
Well, I hope he's okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's hot there, too.
All right. Well, that was Mike Evans, everybody. Oh. Well, can you play the Aloha Friday thing that you do, maybe? Can you at least we have something?
Yeah. You want to call the lunch lady for this?
Very disappointed.
Going into the weekend?
Well, yeah, we could do that.
Why not? Let's dial her up.
All righty.
The lunch lady, who is not a very attractive woman, I might add.
No.
How do you know?
Well, she's got a website.
Oh.
Yeah, or I think she's got a website. I remember looking it up. The lunch lady. Does she actually work for a place now, or does she actually just record?
No, okay, punch it up.
Hit it up? Okay, here we go.
Hopefully it's not the same one we had last week.
Mm. Hattie Mae. I heard that you met someone from Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale?
Oh, my goodness. Was it the same guy from Syracuse? Did he have teeth in his mouth? Yes, he did. I hope so. Anyway, if not, anyway, he can gum it.
Gum it?
But,
what?
Oh, my goodness. I heard you had cigars. Man, I could sit in a cigar bar, okay, and just smell some of the cigar smoke. There's some that is smooth, some are strong, but, oh, it's so good. But, oh, my goodness. Did you have a couple beers?
Whoa. What is going on?
Or did you have a...
She's talking to Hattie Mae.
Yeah.
A peanut colada.
A peanut colada.
Oh, how happy Hattie Mae really is. But anyhow, Hattie Mae, I'll talk to you later. Okay, Renee, love ya. You know the lunch lady does, and I can't wait to meet you someday.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyhow, I'll talk to you soon. I'm going to go out to this new Greek restaurant and get myself either a Greek salad with a feta cheese on it,
mm-hmm.
or a gyro. I love me
it's
some
not a gyro.
Gyro. It's
a gyro.
Yes,
gyro.
Anywho, have a nice day. Love ya.
Love you.
You know I do.
Guess there's no lunch today.
There was no menu or anything. Man. It was just talking to Hattie Mae, and then who was the other one, Renee?
Well, it's, you know, holiday week, probably. Oh. No meals are served, I guess. Wow. All right. Now, who is Hattie Mae? I don't know. I don't follow the
lunch lady. I think the lunch lady reads a menu for a retirement home now. So I think Hattie Mae is one of the residents at the... Because she always talks about Hattie Mae's favorite. It's usually prune pudding or something.
Prune pudding? Oh, my Lord.
Or pina colada by a different name.
Prune pudding. That's one thing. Prunes. That was... Ugh. prune juice and prunes.
Mm-mm.
Aren't they basically plums?
Yeah.
I don't like, I can't know.
Dried plums or...
No, that
is. Yeah.
We have a call we need to take here?
Yeah, we do.
I can't see the screen. Just tell me who it is.
His name's Mike.
Oh, another Mike. Hey, Mike, how you doing? This is Mike Evans, is it?
No.
Mike?
No, it's not.
All right, what's going on? What can we do for you?
Hey, on your trivia deal?
Yeah, trivia deal.
I know you're the trivia master.
No.
Yes,
no.
Did he get one wrong?
No, here we go. Wait a minute. Did he do something wrong?
Here we go.
And I didn't do this answer. But I always thought Billy Crystal was a Yankees fan, so I was wrong, too. But I looked it up on the Internet, and the guy did answer Chicago Cubs, and that's the hat they said he was wearing.
In the movie City Slickers?
No, I don't think so.
In the movie City Slickers.
Ian's looking it up now, too.
Yeah, I don't think
look
so.
Look it up, Ian.
All right.
We'll look it up, but I don't think so.
Controversy.
How much you want to bet, Bill?
You know, the funny thing is I have asked this question at probably a dozen trivia nights, and if I was wrong, I would have been approached by 100 people at those things.
There's a picture there. It's
New York. Yeah, we got a picture of him from the movies. He's in a New York Mets hat, so... I'd like to bet $1,000.
Yeah, there's different pictures
now,
from the movie
right here.
Now, where
did you get right your information,
Mike? Yeah. What are you?
Google Billy Crystal baseball hat.
Mike's looking at wronganswers.com.
But you got to look at it from the movie City Slickers, though.
Yeah.
But it says in the movie City Slickers.
Yeah, but the problem, Mike,
it's
is
wrong.
That anybody could, you know, we just had the big deal on Facebook the other day where people were photoshopping stuff from Back to the Future, and everybody believed that last week was the day that he went into the future, and that was wrong. So, I'm sorry, Mike.
Well, you're like my wife. You're never wrong.
Well,
even
your wife is a lovely person.
Even the cover of the movie.
The movie poster, has a Mets hat on it.
Sorry,
we're
Mike.
We're looking at him. Sorry, Mike.
Okay, well...
Nice try, though.
Well, thanks a lot.
All right. See you, Mike.
Bye.
All right. Well, that was a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Boy, Photoshop's making your job difficult now, Bill.
Almost like that guy that came up to us when we played downstairs at the Backstreet Jazz and Blues Club when the guys came up to this.
Oh, yeah. And he said that the
Beatles
Here Comes the Sun
was not by the Beatles.
Yeah.
Holy mac.
Oh, see, now I know where he's getting his answer from. It,
under answers.
There's wiki.answers.com, and it says what National League Baseball team's cap did Billy Crystal wear in City Slickers. And this answer is Chicago Cubs, so the website is wrong.
The wiki people are wrong.
Wiki answers is
wrong. You got to look at three or four different websites before you settle down on one answer. All right, there you go. And that concludes our controversy segment for the afternoon. We'll come back and wrap things up in just a few moments. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Station promo.
Got that?
It only takes a second. Go to Facebook.com and search the Big 550. Then click like on our KTRS Facebook page.
I'm very shagadelic, baby.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Good morning, Fairfield Golf Club. This is Lucy. How can I help you?
Hi, Lucy. This is Steve.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Hey, my buddies and I had a great time playing Fairfield last Saturday.
Great.
You know, we've been playing every week on another course, but just can't compare to the quality and prices you offer.
Good to hear it.
And we definitely had a lot more fun at your course.
If I remember right, you guys had a lot of fun at our clubhouse after you played, too.
Well, I guess we did stay for a while, didn't we?
That's not a problem. We try to provide a good time and a relaxed atmosphere both on and off the course.
Yeah, we sure had a great time. And we were wondering if we could set up a weekly tee time at Fairfield.
Sure. What day and time are you interested in?
Thursday evenings after work around 5:30.
Not a problem.
Great. My buddies will be glad to hear it. See you Thursday.
See you then. Bye.
Bye.
Fairfield Golf Club is located in Columbia, Illinois, 10 miles from South St. Louis County. For more information, call 618-281-7773 or visit their website at fairfieldgolfclub.com. Fairfield Golf Club, where the fun begins.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Frank Ladd. Frank?
Thanks, Tina. I got a couple slow spots out there. 40 westbound out in the valley from Boone's Crossing out to the Boone Bridge. An earlier incident out of the way, but still a little slow there. 70 westbound improving, but still a heavy pocket between 79 and Mid Rivers. Got a new stall, 64 eastbound. Highway 40 eastbound just before the Poplar Street Bridge. That one's in the right lane. Westbound 44 past Barry, a stall reported. Eastbound 44 at Grand, a stall in that right lane. This update brought to you by Dish Network. If you hate missing your favorite primetime shows, get the Hopper from Dish. The Hopper has Primetime Anytime. It lets you automatically record all four major networks of primetime TV in HD. Call Dish at 1-800-WATCH-TV. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center.
Obamacare has placed our values and our freedoms at risk. We need to send a real conservative to Washington who is committed to repeal it. Ann Wagner.
The last 3 years have been devastating to our society in terms of an assault on our individual freedoms and liberties. I mean, you look at Obamacare, the number one thing that must be repealed and that I will fight to repeal when I go to Congress.
Obamacare is one of the largest taxes in the history of America, driving up the debt and punishing small businesses. Wagner knows hardworking families cannot afford another crushing tax and growing government. Our nation stands at the crossroads. Ann Wagner is committed to restoring America by repealing Obamacare, reining in big government, and balancing the budget. Common sense leadership to get America back on track. Ann Wagner for Congress.
I'm Ann Wagner, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ann Wagner for Congress.
Set to head out of here on a Friday afternoon. You kids, a story to remind you why you need to stay off of drugs. Kids of all ages, I should say. A teenager who ate mushrooms, and I'll stop there, and I told these guys during the break. Yeah, I do not love, well, I don't like much of anything, but mushrooms in particular, I have never liked mushrooms.
Oh, I don't think these are the mushrooms you're thinking.
I know that, but I'm just...
No, but I'm with you on the mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not a big fan.
And then, you know, like my mom, God love her, I remember as a kid, she said, well, yeah, but eat up, you can't taste them. Well, then why on earth am I going to eat them? If you can't taste them, why are people eating them?
I did have some sliced up fried morels, though, and I have to tell you, they were pretty tasty. But it tastes like fried something.
Whatever you put in it.
Yeah, it's
whatever
like
you put
batter.
In it, the taste, yeah.
Well, a teen who ate mushrooms and drank a tea made from the fungi shot himself in the forehead so he could wake up from a nightmare he said he was having while awake.
He was having a bad trip.
The incident occurred on Tuesday. Deputies were called to the Florida hospital, DeLand, at 5:54 p.m. on Tuesday, where they found Steve Tilbury, a 17-year-old, with a .22-caliber bullet hole in the center of his forehead.
Couldn't he have, like, chosen a toe or something?
Well, apparently not.
Your dreams don't come from your toes.
Yeah, his nightmares are happening in his brain.
Tilbury told investigators he and some friends ate mushrooms and drank a tea made from the substance on Tuesday afternoon. His friends left his house shortly after he had fallen asleep. Tilbury said he woke up and it felt like it wasn't real. He told investigators he felt like he was awake in a bad nightmare and could not escape from his house. Tilbury said he thought if he shot himself, he would wake up from a bad dream. The deputy said they walked into his parents' bedroom. He had walked into his parents' bedroom, got a .22 caliber rifle. He then went back to his own bedroom, sat down on the bed, put the butt of the gun on the floor, removed the safety, and fired once into his own forehead.
I'm guessing he didn't wake up.
Well, it's funny you say that. The next quote is, he said after he shot himself, he didn't wake up from the bad dream. Unbelievable.
But he is still alive, right?
And he survived. Yeah.
Wow.
That's,
It's crazy.
His mother, good he gets to learn his lesson.
His mother was reached today but declined comment. Gee, I wonder why. Wonder why that is.
I'm so proud.
Drugs are bad, kids.
Boy, that you know what? They,
drugs are bad.
They really are. You got that
public service.
Drugs are bad. Yeah. You shouldn't do drugs. If you do them, you're bad. Because drugs are bad, okay? It's a bad thing to do drugs, so don't be bad. By doing drugs, okay? That'd be bad. Drugs are bad. Okay.
Whatever happened to that show? Is that show still on?
Yeah, sure.
South Park show?
Yeah.
Mm. And last but not least, this afternoon, I love this, and everybody that is paying a mortgage will get a kick out of this. A man has made his final house payment all in pennies.
Oh.
Wow.
His final payment, 62,000 pennies in two steel crates. They weighed approximately 400 pounds apiece.
Oh,
good grief.
He's been collecting pennies and decided he wanted to go out with a bang for his final payment, and I would say he did. 62,000 pennies.
Did they take them? Sometimes they'll refuse, yeah. Is...
It doesn't make sense. It says they took them. Wow. Unbelievable.
All right, there you go. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Thanks a lot for listening. Hope you'll join me tomorrow night for the trivia show. Hopefully we'll get a right answer or two tomorrow night. See you later.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550, and KTRS.com, the talk of St. Louis.
From